This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
6:22 right here on the Friday 1 hour express edition of Power Business. This conversation that we are going to have is one that is quite interesting, and interesting in that we notice that online, whatever content that you may be watching, given the duration of that particular content, you find that an ad will then appear, which then forces you to consume that ad as a viewer, and then only can you move on. So this report that we are looking at is basically saying stop forcing customers to watch ads. And on the line for this conversation, we are joined by CEO of Brand Hub, Rob Anderson. Good evening, Rob.
Hi, how's it? How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you so much. You know, this one affects many of us, including my four-year-old niece, who gets so frustrated that these ads actually interrupt her viewing. So where do we stand in terms of law? Is this allowed? Because, of course, advertising is revenue.
Yeah, no, definitely. It is allowed. I mean, you subscribe to most of these platforms, so it is definitely allowed. But, you know, it's just the question is, like, you know, is it a very invasive and intrusive? And do you really want to market to consumers through this platform? Mm. You know, in the old days, we used to have like Mnet, and you'd pay your subscription and you were forced to sort of watch these ads, and you didn't have PVR, you know.
Yes.
So it was like, you know, I look at it and go, okay, those are the old school push strategy where you push content and media, and you just got to accept it. But, you know, we're living in, you know, like years now, and it's 2021. And like, how do you, you know, you got Netflix, you got, you know, all these different platforms where you pay your subscription and it's done, you know? And then we look at digital platforms and, you know, like, you know, how is this possible that brands can think this is great for their marketing, you know, where, you know, like you say, your niece or, you know, my children have the same thing. They're on YouTube, and then all of a sudden they get in a Toyota ad. You know, they're 9 and 7. I mean, are they going to really buy a car now?
Absolutely not. And, you know, it brings us to this element of brands having to rethink their digital marketing strategies. Do we then say that with an advanced economy globally, is the digital and advertising world a bit too slow or maybe lazy here?
Yeah, I think it's, you know what it is, it's all new. So, like, I mean, digital is all new. You know, so people just sort of said, okay, this is what we've got to do. And most of it comes from all these global brands. So it's been forced down from, you know, global brands, and they all measure, you know, Google, Facebook, and YouTube. Those are the platforms they use, you know. So it's not really, and then agencies are just got the funds, and they're using the funds to really spend their marketing budget, and the marketing managers outsource everything to agencies. Mm. And, you know, the global, or just generally, they're saying, okay, what do we want to see? And they've just got to show some numbers. But is it really working? You know, that's the question I ask myself. And I don't think it is. You know, consumers don't enjoy getting spammed at
no.
You know, and a lot of them, I mean, you know, we put this post on and everyone's coming back saying, you know, I actually stopped buying those products, you know. So if Skip or some other brand puts something on, you know, I tell my wife, I don't want that product, you know, like, you know, it's, you know, intrusive, it's invasive. And like, you know, like, I don't really want to go, you know. So like, and guaranteed, you, now YouTube has now changed their model where you can pay a subscription and you're paying like a once-off fee. But what about
so
other
people?
There's a
catch, you know? If you are paying for the subscription, then we won't spam you.
Correct. Yeah, but I mean, but the sad part is not everyone is fortunate to pay for the subscription, you know, and the second thing is it's eating your data, you know, so, okay, that's fine. I'm paying for my data. And if you're not fortunate enough to have Wi-Fi at your house or something like that, then, you know, you're paying for that ad, you know, and you're looking at it again, wait a minute, they should be paying us because we're the ones that are consuming it. We are the people that are actually purchasing your product.
Absolutely.
You know, so that's where we come in, you know. So we try to do it a little bit differently, and I think the system just flawed it.
All these elements that you've mentioned actually further exacerbate the irritation risk of alienating a client forever. Are brands necessarily not looking at it like that? Because a strategy that used to work, when you talk about Mnet, you're talking about Mnet at a time where they used to have that open time, and we are in 2021, for goodness sake.
Yeah, I just think, you know what the thing is no one's questioning it, you know, so whenever, you know, something, it's just acceptable, you know, so, you know, we're looking at it again, and we are questioning it, you know, like my background is brands, and I used to be in sales and marketing for global brands, and my biggest question was, we're spending all this money, but who's getting the money, you know, like, is it the consumers? No, it's not, you know, it's either going to retailers, distributors, or big agencies, or all these platforms and publishers, and really not going to the end consumer. And how do you build brand loyalty? Yeah. You know, how do you build that? You know, so either it's great value, meaning like product, and you getting a great product and a great service, and that's what people see as value. You know, or you have this new rewards or loyalty that people are seeing, and they've seen the value from that. But even with that, you look at new rewards companies like. I use Checkers, for example. You know, in the old days, you'd walk into a Checkers and you'd see something on special. You'd walk out of the shop and you'd get the special. You know, like it didn't really matter. Now you go to Checkers and you go to the till and they say, sorry, do you have a Checkers card?
Yes.
And you're like, no, I don't. And they say, no, sorry, you can't get the special. Mm-hmm. And you're like, you know, how does this work? Like
yes.
You're saying it's a rewards card, but it's not actually a rewards card. Mm-hmm. It's a force card because... Mm-hmm. You know, like, and so, you know, and people just accept it, you know, to say, okay, well, now I need to get it because, and Checkers is doing it because they want data and they want to be able to market to you and
right.
do all those other things.
Yeah.
But who's actually benefiting it? Is it the consumer or is it the actual company?
We always get shortchanged, Rob, and we actually do complain as consumers. There have been a couple of campaigns where the consumer themselves complains that we are being really force-fed some of these initiatives, but nothing really tangible comes out of action in that regard.
Yeah, but I think it's, I mean, the difference is like the fortunate thing with this digital platforms is you've got a voice. You know, in the old days, you had Mnet, you couldn't really say anything and say, oh man, this is wrong.
Yeah.
You know, or you'd say it to your wife or your partner or people, friends around you, but like, hey man, it didn't really count. But now people can say stuff, you know, like digital is there and people can voice their opinion. And I think the more noise people make, you know, the more brands have got to listen. Hmm. You know, I always look at magazines, for example. Mm-hmm. So you buy the men's health magazine, you pay 70 Rand for the magazine and half the magazine is full of ads.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like, what am I actually buying? You know, like, and I mean, so the world has changed and that's where we come in, like as brand up, you know, we're saying, people should engage with content and they should choose what content they want to engage with. And if they do engage with it, they get rewarded. You know, so on our platform, if you watch a video, you get paid. If you share content, you get paid. You know, if you click on something, you get paid. Or if you do a survey, you get paid. So instead of all the money going to Google or Facebook, you know, we give the money to the consumers and they earn this currency called MeBucks and then they can actually spend it on our store. You know, so... You know, the consumer's then going, hey, wait a minute, this is a cool brand.
Mm.
You know, they just paid me to watch this ad. You know, you share it with your friends, and then your friends are going, hey, that's quite a cool product. It's not the sponsored ad from Facebook or something. It's my friend shared it. I know they got rewarded, which is cool, and let me check it out too. You know, now that's a different way of looking at it, going, hey, that's a cool brand. And if I don't want to watch it, I don't need to watch it.
Absolutely. It gives you choice, but it also speaks to really how the advertising medium as well as the social media and, you know, television, the likes of the media space in general, how revenue collection is conducted. That has been what advertisers use as a strategy to hook, line and sinker a client. That too needs to change, clearly.
No, definitely. I mean, like, I mean, my whole thing is, I mean, if you're a brand, I mean, what you want is you want people, I'm talking digital, you want them to actually go onto your website. You know, having a Facebook page is not just street cred. Like, if you have so many likes and so many follows, because it doesn't mean anything, because if you want to advertise to them now, you have to pay anyway. You know, but you ideally want people to be on your platform. You want people to come into your platform. You want to be able to mail them. Let's use example for Steers. You know, so someone buys a Steers burger, they're going to the store, they buy something, they maybe can go onto the Steers app or onto, you know, the website and tell them how the experience is from, you know, buying this burger and they get 5 Rand. Then they watch a video of the new Wacky Wednesday, they get another 4 Rand. They share something about some new special, they get another 5 Rand. You know, but at the end of the day, they then earn, let's say, 15, 20 Rand. And then they can use that to buy their next year's burger.
Yeah.
You know, then it makes sense. And the brands can turn around and go, wait a minute, I didn't throw my money away. I gave it to my consumers and they can only spend it, you know, on a Steers app, you know. So then you repurpose it in your money and you get an insight from your consumers saying my service was good, the burger was great, how to improve on all those type of things. And so we created this API too, which allows brands to actually do the same thing that we're doing on Brand Hub, but now they can do it on their own platform. And last year, during COVID, you know, I must have had so many different meetings with all digital and marketing management to, you know, top execs, mm-hmm. you know, telling them about this, saying, guys, mm-hmm. this is the way you got to do it. You know, have your own database, have your own customers. And, you know, and I mean, guaranteed last year was a unique year and there was mm-hmm. so much change and a lot of people weren't even ready on their own digital platforms. But, you know, when you speak to the brands, they get it. They're like, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. You know, they're re-looking at things and going, wait, maybe this is the right way to do it. And the way we've been doing it is wrong.
It is about time, especially as we move into this inverted commas so-called new normal, because at this point, it sounds like a winning strategy where I, as a consumer, am actually compensated, thanked for being a participant. And let's also talk about how this is likely to be a game changer, because if we are leaving behind old strategies, there's likely to be a gap where we are missing certain customers who traditionally want to stay in a place of comfort.
Yeah, I think, I mean, number one is, you know, if they are happy with the brand, like in beauty brands, a lot of people just keep on buying the product, they're happy with it, and you want to reward them for their loyalty. And in other cases, it's new customers and new people trying to experience something new. You know, and a lot of times, a lot of people can't afford something, you know, because they've never had that opportunity. Now, when you're now earning a new currency or, you know, you now have the opportunity to buy the thing you really want,
yeah.
you know, and really try some new brands or new products. And all that marketing spend that brands have been given away, it goes to consumers and you can give back. I mean, like, I look at it again, it makes sense, you know, like as a brand or marketing lead, or even as a, like in sales, you're looking at it again, this is the way we build our brand. You know, we give it back to the consumers. We see the consumers sharing our content and becoming followers and really becoming loyalists for our actual brand.
Really going back to a people-centric type of view. Thank you so much for your insights. As CEO of Brand Hub, Rob Anderson, talking to us really about these solutions that exist outside of brands forcing us to consume some of the advertisements that we see if you're watching longer content, the likes of YouTube, Facebook, and all other online platforms where you are disturbed. You are watching and all of a sudden you have to break because there is an advertisement that maybe sometimes does not even is in line with your particular algorithms and has noted you down to the T. They'll be selling you green tea when you actually only are a coffee drinker.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.